Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Here's the scenario. Your insurance company is denying your long-term disability claim despite the fact that you've paid premiums for years and your own doctor insists that you're not well enough to work. If this sounds familiar, call Goldfinger Personal Injury Law. You'll speak with me, Brian Goldfinger, a licensed and experienced lawyer who practices exclusively on behalf of accident victims, disability claimants, and their families. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Samson Folk. And yes, the Reaction Podcast is from Raptors Republic, the Raptors Republic that received a shout out from TNT today during the game. Also from Bleacher Report, multiple outlets for the Kawine and Dine campaign. So a cool little thing there. Nice to receive some credit as it's a cool campaign that's being put together. Anyway, time to get into the game. The Raptors just tied up the series, the Eastern Conference Finals against the hapless Milwaukee Bucks, led by Giannis Antetokounmpo, 120-102. They won by 18 points, and they really dominated the whole game. The Raptors have led this series for a lot more minutes than the Bucks have. It's been almost double, I think, which is kind of miraculous considering they were down 2-1. The Bucks have had really, really good second halves against the Raptors. In particular, the third quarter and the very end of the fourth quarter, the Raptors have been gassed towards the end of games for obvious reason. There has been a lot of a very large load put on all the players. Tonight, it's worth being said that the load was much smaller, part and parcel because Norman Powell, Serge Ibaka, Fred VanVleet even, all showed up and they gave the Raptors such a punch, so much so that the Bucks didn't even have enough to make their big run in the third quarter that we're accustomed to seeing them make. The Bucks, who have been one of the best third quarter teams in the league, they're Warriors-esque. I was talking to Blake Murphy about this, and that was what he said during our conversation, and that's something I concur with. They're very fantastic in the third quarter. The Raptors managed to stymie that run, and they just kept building on the lead. And the thing that the Raptors have not been able to beat the Bucks at in this series was offensive rebounding and points in the paint. The Raptors have been, I would say, much better around the perimeter than the Bucks have been over the series, and the Bucks have been, you know, making their money in the paint and at the rim, those types of things. The tone was set early from the Raptors. They came out with fire in their eyes, as did Giannis, as did the Bucks. It's fair to say that. But the Raptors, you know, they punched first because we saw Marcus Gasol make two triples in the first quarter. And just his presence, his ability to knock those down, completely reshuffles the identity of the Bucks. Because the Bucks have identified as the number one defense in the league for quite some time now. In the playoffs, I would not be hesitant to say that the Raptors are the best defense in the whole league. They're not the best offense, but after watching them in the playoffs this year, they're the best defense in the league, especially when it comes to these playoffs. And it's worth saying that the Bucks, and when I say reshuffled, to maybe a top 10 defense rather than a top 3 defense, maybe top 5, maybe I'm being too harsh, but Marcus Gasol hitting those threes completely changed the complexion of the Bucks defense because the Bucks were smothering and destroying the Raptors in the half court, because the Raptors, they weren't making in game two specifically, they they weren't making from downtown, and that was on Gasol and guys of that nature, guys of that size and class, Serge Ibaka included, Pascal Siakam included. Those guys weren't making threes. The Bucks were playing a very aggressive brand of defense off of allowing those guys space that they weren't making the Bucks pay for. In games 3 and 4, we saw much better performance from Gasol. Serge Ibaka off the bench tonight was a monster. So when I said Gasol completely, you know, he changed the complexion of how the Bucks are playing defense and how effective they are, that's one. First, they had to step out. They had to come out and contest. Two, when I said that the Bucks were dominant in this series on the offensive glass at the rim. Serge Ibaka came in and he punched them in the mouth, man. He was tenacious on the glass tonight. He was reckless, relentless, and just unforgiving to their players. If he ever got a switch on him, if he got Pat Connaughton, if Malcolm Brogdon or somebody like that, even Mirotic got switched on him and it wasn't Brook Lopez or Giannis, Ibaka was getting that rebound and sometimes even manhandled Giannis. He was impressive tonight, man, and it's so worth pointing out. So those two things really swung the Raptors' way because both teams came out shooting pretty hot. The Raptors started, I think, 6 for 12, and then they ended up being 7 for 20 at one point. So, you know, it died off a little bit. The Bucks as well. The Bucks started hot from 3, but that didn't carry over. They were pretty much the only shooting they had for the second half was Chris Middleton, who was great. But, man, the Raptors, they came out. They were shooting fire from their fingertips and something they needed because the Bucks, I think, really wanted that 3-1 lead. They wanted to have two opportunities to close at home, and they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. They'll have to close out in Toronto or in Milwaukee in Game 7. No matter what, Game 5 is going to be very, very important. But Milwaukee wanted this game. You could tell they came out firing, and the Raptors, they responded. And it was really important. Kyle Lowry, it's worth pointing out that those early 10 points he had, the threes he made, getting out in transition, going after loose balls, he is so important to this team. And what he brings is just sometimes he plays the game at such a cerebral level. It's so important to the Raptors that it's hard to quantify what he's bringing to the table. Kawhi Leonard had a really, not a rough start. He was great defensively, but he wasn't killing it offensively off the very start of the game. And the Raptors were fine at that point. That's a huge win considering we were looking at statistics in the Philadelphia series, and it's like, wow, the Raptors are historically awful when Kawhi Leonard isn't on the floor. They have like a 54 offensive rating when he's not on the floor. That's terrible, guys. That's horrible. So to come from where we were a week and a half ago looking at the Raptors, who couldn't do anything without Kawhi Leonard, to now where Kawhi Leonard is having a so-so quarter and the Raptors are up on the Bucks. Not to mention that three-man bench lineup got played. Fred VanVleet came out. He hit a big three early on. That's great. Secondly, I already talked about Serge Ibaka destroying the glass and getting after it in any type of hustle stat he can. Help side defense was great as well. Norm Powell, playoff Norm, forever the competitor, had an awesome game. He was so aggressive, he found his athleticism really grants him a lot of space against the Bucks. The Bucks were looking for somebody to rest off of. Norm did not give them that opportunity. He was unconscious. He kept putting up three-pointers, and it didn't matter if he missed. It didn't matter if it went in. He just kept putting them up, and it was great that they dropped because he ended up taking 13 three-point attempts. And God bless him for putting those up because that's exactly what you have to do. You have to just completely wipe your mind and just say, listen, this is a good shot. I'm a good player. I'm an NBA player who's open. I can shoot the damn ball. I'm going to shoot it. He did that tonight. He took 13 threes. He made a few of them. And that's from Norm Powell. That is found money. Not to mention that he was really sticky defensively. Really sticky. He was great chasing guys off curls, off pin downs. His upside defense was intelligent. When he was rotating, I loved all of it. Fred VanVleet as well. If I'm going to credit Norm Powell for being sticky and going around screens and sticking to his man. Fred VanVleet, and I got to shout out Louis Zatzman, who's been the most adamant, I guess, person to speak about Fred VanVleet's defense, because he's of the mind that Fred VanVleet is an all-NBA defender, something in that nature. And yeah, he's terrific, man, but geez, he had a good game tonight, especially relative to what we've been seeing from Fred. There's been lots of talk about it. After Game 3, when the Raptors won and everybody's happy with Kyle's performance, you're happy with Gasol, you're happy with Kawhi, but we're looking for the margins. Everybody's happy with Norm as well. You're looking for the margins where the Raptors can improve. Where is that going to happen? Serge Ibaka and VanVleet, they painted it out. It was very clear that that was part of where they were going to make changes. Changes with their own play. Changes with how they'd impact and affect the game. It was wonderful to see the Raptors, who have had one of the most dominant starting lineups in the whole NBA, especially in the playoffs. They've been really, really great. They've needed every inch of the bench they could get, and that's been effectively nothing for most of the playoffs. And to have it come through in a Game 4, maybe building some momentum with that bench to steal a Game 5, that would be big, man. Because if the Raptors can take Game 5, that's big time. Speaking of big time, I'm going to get into the mid-roll for this podcast, and I'll get right back to the game afterwards. This episode is brought to you by jackhealth.ca. Fellas, it's time for the talk. Not the one you had in gym class about the birds and the bees. This talk is about the stigma in men's health below the belt. We're all proud men who are used to taking on things alone. But when it comes to going from 6 to midnight, turning your floppy disk into a hard drive, or plain old erectile dysfunction, sometimes you need help from professionals. Visit jackhealth.ca and get Health Canada approved treatment from real Canadian doctors, minus the awkward visits. They accept all major drug insurance plans and deliver discreetly to your door. Talk to a doctor at no additional cost when you order. It is worth pointing out that Kawhi Leonard did have a great second half. And just, I know you guys all watch the game. There's something about, you know, that right baseline. Or sorry, not right baseline, right sideline. It seems like he's stolen 8 passes. Going like he's running to the right sideline. He's attacking a closeout. He's attacking a passing lane. Or he's just stripping somebody. It seems like he always gets the steal there and never fouls. What a blessing to have a guy who's this dominant and never fouls. You never have to worry about what he's going to do. He's just always, always going to be in the game. It's crazy, man. And it's awesome that Norm Powell can go 6 for 18 and we can just be loving his performance. I think Powell had the most attempts of anybody on the team. Yes, he did. How fantastic is that? Serge had, oh my gosh. Serge had 17. Norm had 18. Fred had 13. Mark had 17. Kyle had 25. Kawhi had 19. This Raptors team, I tweeted out, but this is the high watermark. If the Raptors achieve this level of play again, that's the Bucks, it's going to be tough. The Bucks can definitely play better. The Bucks deserved to be, you know, the people who had all the bettors going with them. They deserve to be the favorites going into the series. They've been awesome. The Raptors, built on the back of this unrelenting, tough, gritty, sharp, intelligent defense, what a great place to build from. And it's just unrelenting and an unforgiving defense. Led on by Kawhi, Danny Green, Siakam, Gasol, Lowry, Powell, VanVleet, Ibaka, a murderer's row of defenders. There's so much intelligence and length and athleticism in there. And the guys who aren't long and athletic are just, they play the game with such a cerebral type of, you know, gumption. A cerebral gumption. We'll go with that. Cerebral gumption. Good enough. But the Raptors coming together to play this type of game, when they were so close to having Game 3 slip away from them. Kyle Lowry fouled out with 8 minutes. Things are getting really hairy. They go to double overtime. They're so close to going down 3-0. They are just so close to going down 3-0. And then when the Bucks have a chance to counterpunch after the Raptors made the adjustments of putting, you know, Siakam on the point guard, whether it be like Brogdon or Bledsoe or Hill, one of those three, putting Lowry on Middleton, letting Kawhi go on Giannis. The Bucks had a chance to come out, go up 3-1. They saw the Raptors' best defensive look. They saw that Siakam on Bledsoe, great decision. They saw Lowry on Middleton, great decision. They saw Kawhi on Giannis, great decision. They had a chance to scheme. They had a chance to make adjustments themselves and come and counterpunch. It didn't work. The Raptors stuck their foot down and they kept it moving. Game 5 is going to be so damn important because, as you know, it's a series doesn't start, quote unquote, a series doesn't start until somebody loses on their home floor. The Raptors have a massive chance, a huge chance to take the biggest step they've ever taken in the history of the NBA, in the history of the Toronto Raptors, towards an NBA Finals. And that step started with acquiring Kawhi Leonard, and it could get so much closer with a Game 5 win. It could get so much closer. Okay, the Mitchell Robinson Award, which goes to the opposing team's villain or antagonist, since there's not that many villainous characters in the NBA. And oddly, most of them seem to reside on the same teams. There's like 6 teams that have like 3 or 4 villainous guys. The Bucks aren't one of them. The Bucks have a very likable team. But the antagonist, you know, Chris Middleton, he poured in 30. He had an awesome game. And yeah, that's who gets the Mitchell Robinson Award. I'm out of breath, guys. It's warm in this room. I'm just on a heater. I had an awesome time watching the game. I have my notes. I'm sweating it out. I'm very excited. We're headed to Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee to take Game 5, hopefully. It's a beautiful night, and I'm just yelling into a microphone. The Reggie Evans Award goes to Kawhi Leonard. The work that he put in over the course of this game is crazy, and especially when it looks like he's just limping. It looks like he's having such a tough time out there, and he just keeps working, keeps defending, keeps running at the rim. Every time he gets the ball stripped, he gets it back. I didn't see him lose the... I saw him lose the ball like 8 times. Did I see him turn over the ball once? No, I don't even remember seeing one. Let me check. 2 turnovers. I don't remember seeing them. He's a plus 16. He killed it. He was incredible. He dunked on Giannis. His work tonight was just... God, it was inspired. What a fun guy to watch. There's only so many things you can say about Kawhi Leonard before, you know, you start running out. And he's been doing this for the whole of the playoffs so far. So, like, what do you say at this point? We've been experiencing it for some time now, and so here we are. But man, what a performance! I'm gonna respond to the quick reaction comment now. B Herbs or Burbs? Welcome back, Freddie. That game could not have been more perfect. Now rest it and have all the momentum. This is why fans need to believe instead of having panic attacks. Yeah, this was one of the best games. I said it was the high watermark. The Raptors have rarely touched this ceiling of their play, especially against a team like Milwaukee, who is very, very good. It's, you know, Milwaukee was really aggressive, especially with Giannis. There's probably going to be, you know, the Raps, I thought, had a great, great, great whistle. And by that, I mean the Bucks had a tough whistle in this game. So things might get a little more hairy going into Milwaukee for Game 5. The Bucks might be emboldened and they might be more aggressive going to the rim. That might, you know, the Raptors, they've dealt with foul trouble throughout the series. That might be something that comes back and rears its ugly head. But for now, the Raptors have made the series-changing adjustment. They really have. They've swung the series because of the adjustment they made. If the Bucks don't have a response, I think the Raptors can win this series. The Bucks have to come up with something. They can't just keep playing the same way, because I think the Raptors found the fix. The Bucks have to find the fix to the Raptors' fix now. It's all very convoluted. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening to this in the morning, at night, have a blessed day, and goodbye.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.